East Coast Breakfast.
7:38 on East Coast Breakfast. Hayley Steinfeld there and starving. All right, we need to talk about this monkey issue. I'm sure, well, there's no way you could have avoided the horrific images of monkeys spread over the weekend all over the place. As residents of Umkloti reported, a small troop had been poisoned. Now, it appeared they'd been fed a loaf of bread that was laced with, the word on the streets is something called Aldicarb. Or how would you say that? Aldicarb.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's also known as the two-step drug because monkeys take two steps and then they fall over. So Steve Smith and his team from Monkey Helpline were called to the area to assist. Joining us on the line right now is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How's it, Steve?
Thanks for joining us, man. Can you give us an update on the affected troop of monkeys from the Umkloti area? How are they doing?
Well, the troop is about 38 monkeys strong. Of that number, we are aware of about 28 of them, at least, who were affected by the poison.
Sure.
We managed to take into our care 22 of those monkeys, who at the time that we arrived on the scene were falling out of the trees, hanging on by their fingertips, stumbling around on the ground, vomiting, retching, convulsing, crying. And of the 22 that we did take in, 13 of them ended up dying, in spite of the best efforts of the veterinarians who assisted. And 9 of those monkeys survived and are still in our care and doing pretty well. One of them has suffered quite a seriously more, seemed permanent or temporarily permanent neurological damage to his nerves, because he's finding very difficult to stand up straight and to use his arms, but he is getting better. So, 9 out of the 22 have survived, and the poison that was used is a pesticide manufactured by Bayer. Mm. They actually ceased international production of that in 2015, but obviously there's still a lot of the stock around that hasn't been withdrawn.
How do you say it? And Aldicarb.
It's very easy to obtain.
Aldicarb.
Yes.
How do you say it?
Aldicarb. A-L-D-I-C-A-R-B.
Aldicarb. And is this kind of poisoning of the monkeys, is this irregular, or is this like quite an oddity?
Well, we've been collecting monkeys poisoned with what we call organophosphate poisoning, which includes Aldicarb and the drug Temic, or chemical Ketemic, as you said, is also known as two step. Some people call it one step, and it's readily available. So. We have had, over the many years that Monkey Helpline has been operating, when I say regularly, every few months, we get incidents of poisoning. And this can range from a single animal up to, in this case, the most we've had at one time now was 22 monkeys that actually suffered serious consequences of the poisoning. But we had 7 monkeys poisoned in Queensborough a year or so ago. We had 5 monkeys poisoned up in Salt Rock a few months ago. We've had the incident down in Hibernian where 14 monkeys died, etc. So, It happens with regular monotony, and it's a very, very cruel way of dealing with a problem that you have with monkeys. They suffer horrendously.
So, Steve,
with
if I might just
stomach cramps.
Jump in there. Mm. So you said with the problem you have with monkeys. So someone's listening right now, and they're saying, yes, Steve, I understand. But the monkeys come in, either they're vicious to children or dogs. They come, they steal my food, they're pests, they're et cetera, et cetera. Just playing devil's advocate here, you know, what should someone do? What are we supposed to do with monkeys that come in? Because they're not afraid of humans. They come in maybe destroying someone's property, etc. What would be the correct way to deal with these wild monkeys?
Well, the first thing to do is, if you live in an area where there are monkeys, is for you to actually make the effort to get to know about monkeys. As you know, when you live in a neighborhood, you get to know your neighbors. You go to school, you get to know the other kids at school with you, who are the good ones, who are the bad ones, the helpful ones, unhelpful. With monkeys, if they're going to affect your life and you're going to live in an area, then all the information you need to understand who those monkeys are, why they are there, why they do the things they do, what their behavior means, and how you should and shouldn't respond to monkeys.
Steve,
all of that information is available.
I got to say, with all due respect, not everyone's a monkey hugger. Not everyone's going to try and care about how I can assimilate the monkeys to my environment. They see them exactly the same as, you know what, if I have a rodent problem, I eliminate it. If I have a cockroach problem, I eliminate it. If I have a monkey problem, I eliminate it. This is a huge group of people who we're asking to change their behavior. Which we is in an ideal world, yes, we'd want that, but there's a whole bunch of people that are just not going to do that. Is there not a better solution that can just at least stop monkeys dying from poisoning?
Well, I don't agree with you on the statement that you've just made, because the majority of people out there do accommodate monkeys.
Well, not the guy.
The
who poisoned
problem
them.
Is that sorry,
not the guy who just poisoned them.
Well, I said the majority of people, not everyone. The guy who poisoned them is amongst those who is not everyone. And in the society we live in, our experience has shown us that by far a minute number of people will actually harm monkeys. Sadly, you can't accommodate every single sociopath out there.
Yeah.
And they will murder women, they will rape women, they will abduct children, you've got pedophiles. All of these are the marginalized minimum number of people in the society, and we have to make an institution available to deal with people like that. Of course, the first thing you do is you try and educate people, you bring up your children in a certain way, and irrespective of what antisocial behavior they might decide to take on as part of their persona as an adult. But the primary point to start with monkeys is education. And we spend an enormous amount of time and effort into educating people, and we've had huge success with that. Once people understand monkeys, but you've got people who, irrespective of information that you make available to them, will always have a certain way of dealing with things. And unfortunately, that's the world we live in. So we've got to try and put up as many barriers as we can between those people's response and the consequences of what that response will have. And by that is to get a large presence, a large footprint out there of people who are educated and who set the tone for behavior in neighborhoods.
So, Steve,
if you look at what happened in Umhlothe, very obvious that the majority of people in Umhlothe were horrified by what happened.
Yeah.
So you can't paint that community and say they're a community of monkey haters.
So, Steve,
you can't paint
a man
from Toti and say they're a... Sorry?
I just want to stop here quickly because you're running out of time. If this doesn't happen and someone does come across monkeys that have been poisoned, how can someone assist with monkeys that are alive?
The first thing to do is to contact the rescue people, to notify your local community policing group, your urban improvement project, your security network through neighborhood watch, etc. Contact Monkey Helpline, contact your local vet, contact the police, anybody you can get hold of who can get the process in motion of getting to those monkeys, rescuing those monkeys, and also educating the people in the area as to what they need to do if they see monkey lying in their garden vomiting. Don't touch the vomit. If you have it there, make sure that you hose it with a hose or pour buckets of water over it to dilute the poison that's in it, etc. But importantly is to immediately notify somebody about that incident so that it can be dealt with as quickly as possible.
Okay, and you have a presence online as well. Steve, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for your hard work. And we'll try our best to keep educating people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right,
have a
Steve.
Good day.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore, Kerry and Sky.